This goes to Matt, M-A-T-T, Larson, L-A-R-S-O-N, P-A-C, fax 616-696-4860. Regarding Diane, last name Fish, F-I-S-H, date of birth 5/6/1957. Dear Mr. Larson, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Fish with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, secondary to chronic interstitial nephritis from proton pump inhibitors, metabolic acidosis, and POTS, all caps, P-O-T-S. Her last visit was May 20th of this year. Her weight is down 7 pounds over the last 4 months, and she's trying to keep it as low as possible. She does get labs done as regularly as possible, and she has not required her phosphorus binder for several months. She denies hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. She does drink a lot of fluid due to the POTS, and she does urinate a great deal. She gets up about once a night to urinate, and urine is usually light, very light yellow, almost clear at times. Medications. She's also using baking soda tablets 2 daily, and she's not using the Renvela currently. Phenergan 25 milligram every 6 hours as needed for nausea, but she's not required that either. Physical exam, weight 167 pounds, pulse 73, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 102 over 72. Neck is supple without lymphadenopathy or jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen soft and non-tender, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done September 6, 2024. Creatinine is 1.88 with estimated GFR of 29. Electrolytes are normal. Intact parathyroid hormone mildly elevated at 78. Calcium is 8.9, phosphorus 4.3, albumin 3.6, hemoglobin 13.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with improving creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms and no indication for dialysis. 2, metabolic acidosis, currently stable with her baking soda tablets. And 3, POTS, P-O-T-S, currently stable with adequate fluid intake. The patient will have monthly lab studies done, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 to 8 months when she returns from Florida. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.